Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
The state Senate passed their version of House Bill 281, which makes appropriations for the operating and loan program expenses of state government and for various programs, including capital funds and amending appropriations. It passed on a 15-5 vote and now heads to the House of Representatives for a concurrence vote. Along with a previously announced energy relief check of $1,300, what passed the Senate includes a permanent fund dividend of roughly $4,200. Senate President Peter Michicki tells KSRM,
"This has been a tough year, there's no doubt. That the permanent fund dividend is more important for folks this year than it has been. I mean, inflation is high, energy costs are high, people are struggling, and we reflected that with a higher PFD and an energy relief check. I think it's important to Alaskans. I certainly have friends and relatives that are struggling around not only the Kenai, but around the state. So I think it was an important addition this year, particularly with the energy relief. This year has been beneficial to the state as far as oil and gas prices that have been good for the Treasury, and it was important to share it with people of Alaska."
Senator Michicki says his priorities are on trying to help the residents of the Kenai Peninsula with what's included in the budget.
"There's some very important things in that bill. What I always focus on are roads, public safety, and the things that Alaskans care about in the middle of winter when they can't get from here to Anchorage. So we have $281 million for road projects on the Kenai Peninsula. We have funding for the Silvertip Station, so we don't have to worry about that being cut again. We have bluff stabilization for Kenai, safety equipment for our firefighters with a separate item that I got from Girdwood to Homer, the highway corridor. You know, we had to fight an increasing budget. The administration came in with a lot of new employees. We cut where we could. We have IGA dollars that are picking up a lot of some of the capital projects. So the budget is up a little bit because of that, the federal dollars that came in."
Full details on the budget, RadioKenai.com. The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution that would authorize an agreement for professional engineering services for the roadway capital improvements projects. A request for proposals was released on March 31st, with the proposals due in April, to provide bid-ready construction documents on several improvements on roadways in the city of Kenai. City Manager Paul Ostrander tells the City Council,
"The resolution that authorized an agreement with Nelson Engineering for the design of four different projects. Those projects would be Wildwood Drive, North Willow Street, First Avenue, and also a kind of a catch-all that's called Miscellaneous Sinkhole Repairs. These are all funds that were appropriated by council over the last several years, and we combined all of these into one so that we can get them all done timely. And then we will note that because we are going to be entering the design contract here in May, that this design won't be done until later in the summer. So the only work in here that's contemplated for completion this year would be Wildwood Drive. The others, First Avenue, North Willow Street, and the sinkhole repairs, will either all be completely done next year or just a portion this year, but completion will not be till next year. But Wildwood is at our intent at this point."
The cost for repairs total $127,180, and the funding for said improvements resides within the Municipal Roadway Improvements Capital Project Fund, and the proposed costs are within budgeted amounts. Completion of the work is deemed a high priority for the city's Public Works Department, as they were identified within previous year's capital improvement plans. And according to Scott Curtin, the city's director of public works, if it is determined that additional funding may be necessary, it will be brought forth with additional legislation at that time. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.